You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
This is probably only going to appeal to a very small listening audience. I was just thinking on my way to work this morning, very early morning, which is the song by Nine Inch Nails that I like best? Closer or Hurt or Something I Can Never Have? Now, that's a difficult choice because choices are difficult. Trent Reznor, who is the lead singer of the band and whose birthday it happens to be, which is why all this drama, made me think of these questions. And then I also start thinking, you know, these choices about Nine Inch Nails songs are very hard. But what I do every morning on this podcast is very easy. I give you three names. You can invest in all three names. Sometimes I give you two names. And that's what I'm going to do today, because that is the point of this podcast, to make your life easier and to not place the burden of making decisions on you. See how useful we are. Stock picks of the day. Rakesh Sharma, Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
Now, in service of our stated motive, we spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICI Direct, and this is a list of top two stocks which could give 11 to 12% return in the next 6 months. So this is not a short-term gain. So these are not short-term names that we're giving you. This is for a solid 6 months. So listen up and listen up very carefully. TCS has a buy call, last trading price of 2,111 rupees. Target we're looking at is 2,370 rupees, 2,370. Keep your stop loss at 1,955 rupees, and the upside you can expect is 12%. And State Bank of India, which also has a buy call, last trading price of 316 rupees, 316. Target we're looking at is 351 rupees, 351, 351. Stop loss at 290 rupees, 290, for an upside of 11%. Before returning to why those two stocks, that is the country's largest bank and the country's largest IT services provider, have buy calls from Dharmesh, let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends set up on Dalal Street. Nifty on the daily chart has formed a bullish candle followed by an inside day candle on the daily charts. The volatility is likely to remain high in the coming sessions as we, of course, approach the big day, that is the 23rd of May, the result of the general election. In the current corrective phase, Nifty has lost as much as 650 points in the last 11 sessions, leading stochastic oscillator to approach oversold territory at 15. Therefore, the advice from Dharmesh and ICICI Direct to traders would be to avoid creating a fresh short position at the current level. Going ahead, the expectation is that the index will enter a base formation in the broad range of 11,000 to 11,300 and eventually extend the up move towards 11,500 levels, which is, of course, the 50% retracement of the entire decline from 11,856, which is the lifetime high, to 11,108. Nifty has major support around 11,000 to 10,900 levels. Historically, anxiety around general elections has always triggered volatility in the past as well. But markets always steer clear of it once the anxiety settles down, irrespective of the outcome. So there'll be a lot of people who'll tell you that if such and such an outcome doesn't happen, the market is going to suffer. But historically, we have noticed that markets always steer clear of it once the anxiety settles down, irrespective of the outcome. Now, during the past three general elections, we saw the Nifty exhibit a robust performance post the election phase, which makes Dharmesh and his colleagues at ICICI Direct confident that volatility owing to a major event would present a good opportunity to build a long-term portfolio. Now, coming back to the stocks that Dharmesh spoke about earlier and that I gave you just briefly earlier, let's find out why they are attractive stocks. And it's obviously going to be a detailed discussion because Dharmesh is telling us what is what. We start things off with TCS, which has a buy call. The stock in the last 7 months has been consolidating in a broad range of 2,275 to 1,785 rupees. The stock has already taken 7 months to retrace just 50% of the previous 6 months' up move, which was from 1,391 rupees to 2,275 rupees. A slower retracement of the previous rally signals a robust price structure. The stock has a major support around 1,960 rupee levels, as that is the confluence of the 200 days EMA and 80% retracement of the previous up move from 1882 to 2266, which is also placed at 1,960 960 levels. The expectation is that the TCS stock will resume its up move and head towards the target of 2,370 rupee levels, because why? 2370 is the confluence of the measuring implication of the recent consolidation breakout, that is from 2,100 to 1,800, and 2,370 is also the 123.6% external retracement of the last major corrective decline, that is from 2275 to 1784. So the target we're looking at for the TCS stock is 2,370. TCS with a buy call. Next up, the mammoth bank, that is State Bank of India, which also has a buy call. The stock remains in an uptrend and it is seen forming higher peak and higher trough on the long-term chart. The stock, during the sharp up move of March 2019, has registered a resolute breakout above the triangular consolidation pattern containing the entire price activity of calendar year 2018. In the last 7 weeks, that is about 2 months, a corrective decline in the stock has formed a base above the triangular consolidation breakout area, which signals strength and positive bias. In the last 7 weeks, the stock has also retraced less than 61.8% of the preceding 6 weeks up move, that is from 259 rupees to 339 rupees. A slower retracement of the previous rally signals a robust price structure. The expectation is that the State Bank of India stock will continue with its up move and test the levels of 351 rupees. Why? 351 is, number one, the 123.6% external retracement of the last major corrective decline from 339 rupees to 293 rupees, and that is placed at 351 rupees. That is the 123.6% external retracement. So 351 is the target we're looking at for State Bank of India, which has a buy call. Don't feel overwhelmed about all that mathematics. It's for the truly technically evolved. But for you and I, the numbers and the names should suffice, which is why I'm going to say those things one more time. TCS with a buy call, last trading price 2111, target 2370, stop loss 1955 for an upside of 12%. State Bank of India with a buy call as well, last trading price 316, target 351, stop loss 290, upside of 11%. So these names are valid for a time frame of 6 months. Well, now that you've listened to both the podcasts, The Morning Walk and Stock Picks, listen to other podcasts or music. I'm fine with that. I'm very jealous otherwise if you don't listen to me and instead listen to someone else. This time you can listen to Nine Inch Nails, I guess. To those who don't know what Nine Inch Nails is, it's a band. They are an industrial rock band. They're very good. Listen to them. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.